Mark, technology years are kind of like dog years. I mean, so much is packed into one year. And we're looking back to 1998 when the Department of Justice first went after Microsoft. A lot has changed since then, hasn't it?
It has, Dave, in kind of miraculous ways if you are a young company. People thought, I think, during the early period of Microsoft's time of software dominance, of operating system dominance, they thought of Microsoft as an oppressive force. In other words, there was a lot of talk of young companies being squashed and not making it. And so venture guys stopped investing in companies that were anywhere near the shadow of the tree of Microsoft. And it was a pretty dark time if you were trying to launch software companies into that environment.
Yeah, well, they called Microsoft the evil empire back in those days.
There were lots of words.
Yeah. Well, now that the Department of Justice has had its way, the consent decree expired a few weeks ago, is Microsoft a better corporate citizen now? Does it play well with others?
Yes. I would say it's 10,000% better in that sense. And one of the great accomplishments that Steve Ballmer brought to the company as CEO is what I thought was impossible, which was a brand conversion from one of being a feared and often disliked or hated company to one of being a probably well-liked and respected and honored company around the world. That would have been impossible in anybody's marketing book, and Steve did it.
Of course, on the flip side of that, nice guys always finish last, as people like to say. And you look at Microsoft's stock price today and where it was 10 years ago, and, it's not moving anywhere.
Well, one wishes it were not so, Dave.
So what do you think is the next setting for an evil empire kind of scenario? We had, operating systems with Microsoft, and now I'm looking at Apple and Amazon, and content seems to be the big battlefield.
Yeah. Maybe we should expect to see monopolies in certain kinds of content and distribution. Maybe we should expect to see that Amazon owns books, and maybe Apple owns media, that kind of thing. It isn't totally clear yet, but certainly there is a verticalization now being created, which goes right back to Standard Oil in 1908 or whatever. It's no different. And these companies will own the distribution system. They will own the customer, they will own the various ways of playing this in terms of software and hardware and the contracts to get that stuff to you. So that's quite likely. It's happening now, and it wouldn't surprise me to see those mountains of control, those new dominances showing up as monopolies or near monopolies in various types of content and sales.
So the cycle continues.
It will.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries. His website is at stratnews.com. You can download our conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.